Hello out there. If you're listening to this, you're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, the radio station where we tell stories of entrepreneurship. I'm Peter Meyerson. I'm sitting in for Jeffrey Davis, who is somewhere today, though we don't know where, hopefully entrepreneurially. And we have a good lineup of guests today, and we're starting out with Addie Swartz from Reach Higher. Hi, Addie.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Reach Higher?
Great. So Reach Higher is focused on changing the trajectory for women in work. We work with companies to identify great women who've been sitting on the sidelines and then upskilling them, putting them in jobs for 6 months, and providing an on-ramp for them to get back into the workplace after having been on a career break.
Why 6 months?
We feel that's a great on-ramp to have a test drive into a company after having been off. And we think it's a great opportunity for a company to take a look at the potential talent and understand better about how they might fit in the organization. It's often called a returnship.
It's called a what?
It's often called a returnship, similar to an internship, but it's designed specifically for women who have taken time off for either family or health and are looking to get back in the workforce.
Interesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I have built two other businesses focused on empowering women and girls. And my first company, I started on maternity leave with my first daughter. I left Lotus Development and came up with the idea that there were all these moms that were sitting at home, similar to Reach Higher, and they were tech savvy. And if you could provide an opportunity to leverage their skills and potential, it'd be a great service to them and the opportunity. So I created a company called Bright Ideas in the early 90s, which leveraged moms from 42 different states to demonstrate and educate and sell software to schools, parents, and teachers. Started that from a spare bedroom, and 4.5 years later, sold it to a division of Pearson Education.
That sounds pretty impressive. So that was the 90s. So what have you been doing since then?
So I took a hiatus, had a second daughter, and then
came up with another business?
And noodled the second business. And that second business was called the Beacon Street Girls. And that was all about creating a healthy, more positive media brand for girls 9 to 13. So it involved creating 22 full-length novels, a presence online via a virtual junior high, and what we call bling, bags, backpacks, and accessories, and all kinds of things that girls like. It was all about five seventh grade girls and their trials and tribulations of growing up. And the idea was to take...
There were trials and tribulations for that age girl?
Oh, definitely. Middle school. Very complicated. Girls lose a lot of their self-confidence and belief in what they can accomplish at that critical age. And so using experts in all different areas of adolescent issues, we developed 22 full-length novels and the storytelling around the circumstances that these girls had. And that led to a media brand that was quite popular with girls. It's set in Boston, hence the Beacon Street Girls. And I sold the book rights to Simon & Schuster. 7 years later.
So that's pretty impressive. So when did you start Reach Higher?
Took another hiatus. We had a car accident, and I got put on the sidelines as I was caring for my daughter, who had a serious concussion and needed to take a year off school. So in that time, I looked around and saw those same other women, similar to what I had seen in my Bright Ideas days, going back to my first company, and felt that there wasn't enough being done to help women get back to work. And I felt that companies were losing a potential huge intellectual source of firepower. And if there was a way to sort of bridge that gap, that would be a great opportunity. So Reach Higher was born. And what we do is we are that great go-between where we work with companies to identify roles. We bring women in groups. We train them. So we refresh their tech skills and their professional and business skills. We put them in an assignment for 6 months. They, you know, get their footing back in the groove, are able to show their capability, and then the company can decide to hire them at any time.
So it's kind of like a test hire.
Yeah, it's like a test drive.
Test drive. Yeah.
And it's good for both parties because if you have been out of the workforce for some time, it's a little scary to think about going back in and changing a lot of things in your life in order to do that.
So do you end up making the connection with the companies and then find the women to work there or vice versa?
Yeah, we partner with companies to identify roles that are appropriate for bringing great, talented women back. And then we look for, attract, and identify great women, put them through training that we create and custom create with the companies, and put them into positions. And then we provide ongoing support and professional development over their 6 months.
Is there any particular skill set that you're looking for in the women or that the companies are looking for?
So it really depends on the companies that we're working for. So if we're doing a tech program, we'll be looking for women that have more tech-oriented background. If we're doing a finance program, we've done a lot of work with Fidelity, we will look for folks that have background in that area. Also, we're doing a great program with Wayfair, and they're looking for different talent, recent experience in managing businesses and general management background or MBAs. So we will guide our search and our placement by the needs of the corporations. Companies aren't creating jobs to be nice. They have jobs because they need jobs to be done. Clay Christensen's big famous jobs to be done. So matching the jobs that need to be done with the women that are sitting on the sidelines in a very custom way, but arming the women for success with key support and key training and upskilling and tech refresh is the secret sauce.
It's interesting. I mean, it sounds like you have a pretty big organization already. How big is the company?
We're privately held. We've now had two rounds of financing, and we're really committed to changing the trajectory of women in work. So we're looking at not only replenishing the pipeline. McKinsey and Lean In do a study every year called the Women in the Workplace Study. And this year, 2018, which just came out, shows that women continue to lose ground at every level of the organization, particularly that first level of going from individual contributor to manager. In fact, men get promoted 18% more than women at that first level of promotion. So imagine companies working really hard to get more and more women into their organizations, which is a key imperative to bring more gender diversity into organizations. And yet they fall off 18 months to 3 years after, just when their women are becoming productive. So we're thinking about ways that we can also bring more women up through the pipeline at the same time as we're replenishing the pipeline with our core business.
I mean, I think that's really an interesting concept. What do you find your major problem is as an entrepreneur?
Identifying companies that are open-minded enough to think about talent differently.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking about, is you have to be really specifically targeted at companies that seem to have some social responsibility and understanding that women aren't properly used or maybe a little abused.
I would say that studies have proven that gender diversity moves the needle on profitability and bottom line success. So companies need to make sure that they're workforce reflects the customers that they serve. Think about a company that has 300 million users. If 50% of the users are female, and yet only 20% of the employees that are making that product are female, there's a mismatch. And so you're going to miss opportunity to develop products that serve your customers if you don't have your employees that reflect that customer base.
Yeah, it's interesting. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Best way is reachhire.com, R-E-A-C-H-I-R-E, one capital H. So reachhire.com, and we continue to look for companies that are open-minded, that are excited about potential and leveraging that potential.
That's great. Addie Swartz, that's been a great interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.